One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I was in a abusive relationship with my ex-husband, who is the biological father of my son. During that time, we were living in a three-bedroom apartment with other, like, two other couples. So it was very crowded, and then not to mention that, like, all this was going on when nobody was around or nobody was watching. So it was a really stressful time in my life. And now, the things that occurred during that time was weird because that apartment complex had been around for so long and nobody ever really reported anything weird until this phenomenon was happening. So we were, all of this stuff was going on. My roommates would come to me and tell me about weird things going on in the apartment. Like, they would see shadow beings. They would feel really like somebody watching them all the time. I would hear noises. There would be lots of weird noises going on in that apartment. And it was a first floor apartment, and it wasn't really attached to another person. So it was weird that we would be hearing things. My friends believed, the one that lived with us, believed that I had done something in that really stressful moment in my life. Maybe because of all the negative energy I was, like, hiding. I was consistently hiding the abuse all the time from them, from anybody. And I had this just internal negative energy going on, and it apparently, they think in hindsight, of course during the time this was all going on, they didn't know about the abuse yet, but they were starting to see things, they were starting to feel things, they were starting to see random shadows. We kept finding, like, feces on the wall, which was weird. We kept finding toilet papers or random objects just on the ceiling for no reason. A lot of weird stuff was going on, and the most I experienced was seeing the things on the ceiling, because I would walk into the room and there would be, like, toilet paper rolls stuck to the ceiling, and it would be really weird, and I used to just think that it was my roommates, but they were freaking out because they didn't know what it was, because nobody put it there. So, some years later, after I got divorced and kicked my ex out and all of that, I had other, about 6 months afterwards, when my ex left, I stayed in those apartments with my friends, and the friends that moved into the room that my ex-husband and I were sharing, they started, their walk-in closet started to harbor all sorts of weird stuff. Like, they started seeing little shadow people going in and out. Everybody in the apartment was having nightmares, the same similar nightmares, which was weird. And then it wasn't until years later that my ex-husband told me that during that phenomenon, during that time of our lives, there was a moment in time where he was living there with us, and it was one episode where he got really abusive, and then he never did it afterwards. And the reason what he told me later was that he didn't was because he kept having nightmares of some kind of woman or demon, half woman or something, being attacking him, and he would wake up with scratches. And it happened every single night he was living there. So he told me that was the time that he was trying to make things work, and I wasn't having it anymore. I was so angry, and I hated him so long. I mean, even to this point in time, it's been 7 years. My son's 9 now. This happened when he was 2. It's been 7 years, and I'm not wholeheartedly forgiving him for the things that he did to me. And we don't talk or anything like that. I talk to my ex-husband maybe like once every 2 years. He's not in my son's life. It was a lot of harboring negativity. And at that time, I loathed him and I hated him. But I wasn't experiencing nightmares like everyone else around me in that apartment we were. Because I was already going, I guess, through my own hell, personal hell, that I wasn't thinking. And they think that maybe I was projecting my feelings to the things around me, and that's why everyone else was experiencing things around the same time. And then about 6 months after all of that had happened and my ex was out of my life and he was gone from the environment, that's when everything stopped. And it just never came up again. And it's because it was such a relief off my shoulders, I never experienced anything like that again, any kind of hatred, deep-hearted hatred. There was a point during our time, during our relationship, where I felt like I could have really ended his life and not have cared, because I hated him so much. And I think that all that energy, all that negative energy, just kind of portrayed into the things or the environment I was in, and also onto the people around me who were close to us or living with us, but then weren't sure exactly what was going on either. And it wasn't until I had told them everything, about 6-7 months afterwards, that I actually... They had some suspicions, but they weren't sure, so they couldn't do anything about it. And it wasn't until I told them the truth that, everything stopped. And I think they think I had a lot to do with it. You know, I've always felt random spirits coming by, and my mom has always taught me, when it comes to spirits, she would just be like, they're probably just coming to say, hey, just be nice to them and let them stay with you as long as they need to, and let them move on. And that's always how it's been with me. Like, every now and then something kind of follows me around, or I think that maybe my family, and I are just kind of like temporary conduits for spirits. Every now and then we'll feel something, somebody's hanging out. And maybe it's just because the spirit needs to hang out for so whatever reason, and then they move on. And it's always been like that. My mom's house has always been like that too. It's not necessarily the house as it is my mom, because it happens to me. We've had a lot of pets that passed away that come back to say hey, and we're just not afraid of those kinds of things. But anyways, that's my experience. I've been perfectly happy with my life since the end of that relationship, so I've never felt that kind of hatred or anything like that ever since, and so nothing outlandish has happened. But I think that because as empaths we are consistently feeling things around us all the time, that maybe we're just more sensitive to it, and negative energy like that can backfire and just latch onto the things around us. Anyways, that's my story. I don't know. I've only been listening to the show for a little while, so I'm like 3 years behind that I have to catch up with all your shows, and I plan to. So I'm not sure when I'll be, if you've tackled abuse or domestic issues, violence, and things like that, and the things that can attach to that energy yet. So, but if not, here it is. Anyways, I love your show. Keep listening. And take care. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.